I think that would be so fun, don't you? I can already picture so many scenarios. So many ways to make it work. I might not even have to wait for you to try to break up with me to do one of my plans. I think about it sometimes, and I guess you'll always have to wonder if I'm serious or not. But really, the joke's on you, because I don't know my own self. We could go on vacation sometime, go to a third world country, because you know how much I want to see all of them, see everything. We could go to one of those countries with very corrupt laws, where money breeds power. And it wouldn't really take that much American money to get the very specific type of power I would want. I could buy a little hovel somewhere. It probably wouldn't even cost that much. Have a basement put in. Because some things are just more fun to do underground. Easily have it outfitted. All of the dungeon furniture and equipment I could possibly want. There would be sanitation stuff as well, because, you know, I don't want things to be gross. A little shower, a little toilet. A nice big bed. And again, eye hooks everywhere, on the floor, on the ceiling, on the walls. Of course, the bed will be covered in them, so I can bind you every which way. I would have it all ready, and then I would get you to come on vacation with me. We'd go to check out this little house. We'd go downstairs into the basement. I would lie to you. I would tell you that I had rented this place out as a secret surprise. After all, I am your domina, as well as your girlfriend. We do kinky things all the time. You would never suspect. There's so many scenarios. I could put chains on you, lock them around your wrists and your arms, put you on the bed, all nice and spread out. Yeah. Blindfold you. I'd probably cut off your clothing. You'd protest, but at this point, you would be completely powerless. I would cut off all of your clothing so that even if you got out at this point, you would have to run out of the house naked. And you wouldn't want to do that. Little constraints like embarrassment have always been able to hold you back. I would take a specially commissioned chastity device, putting a metal band around your balls and cock. It would fit with a butt plug that I would shove up deep inside of you with little electrical sides. I would bind all this together with a belt so that even if your hands were free, you could not remove the cage from your cock. Or the plug in your ass. I would have a remote. And we both know what would happen when I press the remote. I would have to show you, of course. While you're laying there, blindfolded. having no idea just how much your life has changed in an instant, in a moment. And the full realization, I bet, will take you a week or two to really understand the reality. Up until a week or two, you'll probably think it's just an elaborate scene, and you'll love it. I'll make sure you love it. And then when you realize, you start to think, wait, is this serious? Is this real? Am I really her prisoner? I think it'll be so fun to watch the suspicion slowly creep into your eyes of your new reality. So slowly. But eventually you'll come to that realization. And then you'll try to escape. I know you will. I know you. You'll try. And I'll catch you. I'll have cameras all around your cell, so even when I'm not there, I can always see. From a distance, I can press my remote. It'll probably be an app on my phone. Just press a button and send your cock and your balls and your ass into agony. So much that you'll fall down. It'll be like you're being tased. Tased from the inside. After you try to escape, I will use this as a reason to become even more brutal, to do worse and worse things to you. Oh, baby, the things I'll do to you. I'll make you scream. I'll make you cry. Your tears will be so sexy, baby. And I will break you. And after every session where I hurt you and you hate me, afterwards I will hold you. I will hug you. I will comfort you. I'll give you pleasure. For the first few weeks, I'll keep you in chastity. I think it'll be important. I'll give you drugs that'll make you horny. To make it even harder. Harder and harder not to come, not to be able to. Until at night, little bits of cum will come leaking out of your cage. It'll start to consume your thoughts. Until you stop thinking about escape. Escape isn't what's important. Coming is what's important. You need to come, you want to come, you'll do anything, anything to come. And still I will deny you. I will abuse you, and I will use you. Oh, we'll have such a lovely fun together. As I build you up into my perfect path. And then, of course, eventually, after I've trained you for months, well, with my job, I could do it just as easily out of country. Couldn't I? It wouldn't matter how long it took. I could keep you in that little sex dungeon forever, and nobody would ever know. Even if they did, I would have picked the country perfectly for extradition treaties. I would have enough money and I would put it in the pockets of the corrupt people in charge. You can just simply pay off the police to keep a sex slave in some places. Especially, well, you. Because I'm sure if push came to shove and there was an interview, you would tell the police whatever I told you to. Because of that remote. That's such a fun fantasy to explore, isn't it, baby? But I promise, it's only a fantasy, right?